you're talking with Walder.
Yeah, what are you guys based off?
Oh, he can answer that question for you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Alder?
Yep.
Hi, Alder. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I can't complain.
Hey. That's right. Even if you try to complain, people may not listen.
Ah, life's honestly too good to be complaining. We're based in Orange County in Southern California. I heard that tail end of the conversation you were having with my representative.
Yeah,
so it's pretty much 70 degrees and sunny here all the time. So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's why I try not to complain. I usually work with people on the East Coast within our company, so they, you know, I try not to complain. I'm like, I know you guys get beat up by all kinds of crazy weather out there. I understand that you were having a brief conversation, though, with my representative, Doug, and he said he spoke with you earlier today and then circled back. But did you have any questions about this listing on the first page of Google or how it works?
Yeah, I've heard different stories about it, and you know, it's always questionable until you live the experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, being on the first page of Google has been the most profitable form, most profitable form of advertisement. That's the best way to market your business for like the last like 15 years. You know, people who are going on Google and looking for the services that you provide, I mean, they obviously need help. They're not usually doing that for fun, right? I mean, look it up.
Absolutely.
Like the Baltimore Ravens for fun. So, I mean, if you were in the middle of an emergency situation where you needed help, you'd probably pull your phone out right away and go to Google without even thinking about it, you know? It's like your first reaction. So it's no different for your customers. We did a study and we found that 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't go past the first page, which is where we're placing you. So, you know, we're talking about listing you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to actually look before they pull the trigger and call somebody to help them. So, I mean, I'm sure you could see a value in being listed on Google in front of your competitors as a top option. Right?
Yeah, for sure. What is the cost, John?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the kind of ground that you're looking to cover. I mean, you already have a really good site, so you won't have to build one for you. I mean, let me see if I could find your service area here. How far did you tell him that you were willing to travel? It says Frederick and all Montgomery County. That's it?
Montgomery County. McLean, Northern Virginia. So Northern Virginia, all of Montgomery County, all of Frederick County, Washington.
You got the
County.
Proper licensing and paperwork to cross the state lines?
Yeah, we got licensing in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Virginia and Maryland.
Okay. Well, to cover that kind of ground, I would have to put you on what's called a platinum package. The platinum package, it's advertised at $4.99 on our website, and there's usually a setup fee of $99. So normally the initial investment's $5.98, and then it goes down to $4.99 each month moving forward. But in that, I mean, you're getting an A to Z digital marketing campaign where you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You know, we let the customers call you right off the first page of Google. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. But what I was thinking I could do, since, you know, you're already invested in Angie's and a couple other things, I mean, if you want to come on board with us today, I can reduce the monthly cost down to just $2.99 for that package. So I'm not cutting any corners. I'll just reduce the rate. And then I could also put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you, the $99 setup fee. So instead of you paying, you know, $5.98 the first month and $4.99 each month after that, it would just be $2.99 out the door today. And then each month moving forward, I'll lock you in at that discounted rate. So it'll stay $2.99 for as long as you choose to remain on that first page. Now, assuming that you're getting good reviews and everything, you know, I mean, if we fast forward, you know, 30, 45 days out and you got like a 2-star rating and these guys talking about you custom out, you know, I'll tell you, keep your money. We'll go a different route, you know. So, I mean, you still got to answer the phone, still got to take care of these people. But, you know, if, as long as everything's going in the right direction and the reviews are coming back positive, you know, we can leave you at that $299 rate and you could solicit that space for your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything better you could do as far as price without cutting corners?
No. I mean, if you go onto our website, our cheapest package is $299. Here, actually, let me show you so you could see everything. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. This will make it make a lot more sense. I even, the first pricing structure that I quoted you, $499 with the $99 setup fee, that was even discounted, and I discounted it further. Doug already pre-qualified you for some stuff, so I absolutely wouldn't be able to go any lower than $299. But I could actually include like Facebook ads to kind of increase the return on investment that you'd see from the campaign. I don't know if you're into social media at all. Do you have a business Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Are you running ads through it currently to get the customers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing with that?
It's okay. Not amazing. It's okay.
Yeah.
We do get people, but it's not what you think.
I would say Facebook probably accounts for like 8 or 9% of what my clients actually get from a platinum package. You know, 90% of it's Google. You know, the other directories make up the remaining 1 to 2%. So, you know, especially in your industry, these guys, they're always going to Google. They just pull out their phone and you're there. But if you click on that link that I text over to you and you scroll down, you'll see our premier Google partner badge. We're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. Been in business since 2004. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. And then just underneath that, you'll see some packages and pricing structures. Now, if you go down to the ones that say local SEO plus Facebook ads, the lowest package is $299 and there's a $299 setup fee. The most expensive package, which is the platinum bundle, is $599 with the $299 setup fee. So what I was originally doing was putting you on platinum. I got it down to $499 with the $99 setup fee for platinum. Then I saw that you were doing some other things and I go, okay, I know if I could get this guy's foot in the door and he compares this to Angie's List or Home Advisor, then, you know, we got a long-term business relationship we're looking at. I don't think you'll ever go back to that once you realize what it's like having people call you as a live call rather than a lead you got to chase down that's going to 3 or 4 other people. So what I did is I said, okay, I'm going to put you on what's called a friends and family rate, which is going to let me get you that platinum bundle, but for just the essential price of $299. And then I also got the setup fee waived for you entirely. So you won't have to pay any kind of setup fee. Now, again, not cutting any corners. You're getting all the bells and whistles in your service agreement that's in that platinum package. So what that means for you is that after this, you won't need anything else. We'll literally have all your bases covered. Your website's good, but literally if you needed a whole new website because you had a fallout with your website guy, it's included in this package. It's no extra cost to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm making sure all your bases are covered there. If they're within, you know, that 30 to 40 miles and they're looking up one of the 15 keywords or services we list you for, you're there. You'll be able to see yourself as top recommended.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, let's do it.
Yeah, you'll love it. Like I said, I mean, if you could do anything with what you have now, then they're going to be easy to beat. I've been doing this for 10 years. I never once had a guy go, oh, yeah, let me go back to Home Advisor, pay per lead, you know. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time. I'm going to do an advanced verification. So I think you've heard of this before where they send you that PIN in the mail. It's called a Google PIN verification letter. So they're also going to ask you for some photos just to make sure you have the proper paperwork to cross into the state lines because I know you're trying to across the state lines. But what's the street address? Is it still that 8403 Eagles Nest Road?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want me to hide that address, or are you okay with that being displayed online?
It can be displayed online. Just blur out the house, maybe.
It's your house?
Yeah, it's a house office, home office, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if people are never coming to you, I mean, you don't have to display it. That's why I'm asking. I mean, it's really up to you. You're always going to go to the customer, so I don't know if there's really a reason to have turn-by-turn directions unless you ever have people coming by there.
Yeah. I guess hide it. Yeah.
Okay. It'll still say city, state, and zip, and you'll still have that red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, but it'll be so vague that they won't really be able to show up at your door, you know?
No, yeah, that's fine. And we're looking for a building to rent the unit. And really not even to be an office or like an storage and an address for the business.
Nice.
It's just that we've been so busy with a whole bunch of stuff, taking care of customers and we're
that's good, no.
And
You want to cement yourself first, you know, because that's a big bill. You know, you're going to have to pay probably every month for that location. You want to make sure you got a pipeline built up and you're cemented within the community before you go doing that. So you're doing it in the right order. But what I'll do is I'll send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead. There is going to be a team that's helping me, you know, with the fulfillment of your campaign with us. But if you want something done quickly, or if you need to update the address on the profile when you get that location, you know, feel free to contact me. I could swap that out for you, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, what's your business email address? I'm going to send you the invoice receipt because this is a write-off for your business. I'm also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing since I'm giving you platinum package for the $299. So I want to make sure you have that documented.
It's my first name Alder, A-L-D-E-R, letter O, mm-hmm. My last name Cruz, the letter R.
Okay.
At M like Mary, E like Edward, .com.
Me.com. Okay. Update. All right. So it's your first name, the letter O, Cruz, the letter R. And then the @ ME.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
You could do 7 a.m., 7 to 5.
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
No, Monday through Friday. But on after hours on the weekend, we take emergencies.
Okay, so we'll go 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, but 24/7 emergency services available?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, that way if it's after 5, you could charge them the emergency service fee.
Oh, yeah, and then we have to pay the guys more.
Yeah, it's better that way, though. I always tell my guys, like, I have some people that just throw it as 24/7. I'm like, you should just actually put some hours. That way if it's after those hours, they know it's, like, emergency service. You can charge them extra. Especially if you already wrapped up for the day and then you got to get up and go back out there. You might as well charge extra. All right. And then do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Submit. All right. And then are you bilingual?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. All right. Submit update. Bilingual. Okay. Do you have a preference of English or Spanish?
Oh, English only.
English only, okay. Update.
Yeah, well, a preference, yeah. But we're bilingual.
But you're fluent in Spanish as well, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I was asking. All right, update, okay. And then there's going to be a client interview. A client interview is where we get in-depth on your campaign and the customization of your campaign. So they're going to be very specific about the areas that they list you in, and they're going to be very specific about the services that we list you for. That way we're making sure every single time somebody calls you, we know they had to have looked for one of those services and have also been in one of those areas that you're willing to travel to. So these client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. It's set questions that they ask you to help us set up the profile, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete it. So what's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Let me look one second.
Okay.
We could do between 9 and 10.
9 and 10 o'clock? All right. Let me go ahead and pull this up here. Oh, I should have told you. Okay, so we actually, the earliest we can do is 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're in California next to the Google headquarters, so that's 7 a.m. here.
One second.
Yeah, we're on Pacific Standard Time here.
Gotcha. So, over here, we could do 10 to 11 then.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then I'm also going to send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment. It's going to be an automated message, and it's just wanting to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, let us know when you get that message. You could always text or text me or just respond via that message if there's a problem, and then I'll call you first thing, and we could reschedule it if we have to. But I do want to get it done as soon as possible, especially because I'm offering you a month-to-month campaign. I want to make sure we get everything up and running and we put you in position to see good return on investment. That way that by the time the bill comes around next month, we know you're already profitable on it. You shouldn't have any problem paying it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I just sent you the invitation to your email there. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Is it a credit card?
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
American Express.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Business.
Okay. Let me add American Air LLC. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Amex is a little bit different. I love my Amex card, actually. It's my baby. But on the front of the Amex, it has 15 digits. So if you could read it 3 to 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
3767.
3767.
4590.
4590.
5861.
5861.
007.
007. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0128.
01 of 28. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back. It's 4 eight. Digits on the front. Sorry, Amex.
Yeah. 7666.
7666. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you because I'm giving you this discounted pricing structure. I'm also going to send you everything in black and white via text and email. So that way you have it. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with, stop me. Okay. I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Alder. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
American Air LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Alder Cruz, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, Alder, but we actually, we research all the campaigns as a group, and we notice that for your live calls, you have about a 90% conversion rate. 9 times out of 10, if you answer the live customer as it's calling in, you get it, right? But if you don't, like, get the call when they're calling in and it takes you longer than an hour to respond, that conversion rate drops down to 40%. So try to be mindful of that. You know, you basically have a 50-50 shot when you're calling them back, but it's almost like 100% when it's live. So, okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel anything you already have or that you can't add anything. What we want to avoid, though, is you duplicating anything that we've already created for you or paying for something that you already have through us, right? If there's somebody trying to access your Google Business profile, Google only allows you to have one company, a premier partner, managing that profile at a time. So if they try to access it, it's going to kick them. So anybody that's saying they're going to access it, if you're thinking about paying them for it, just know that ahead of time. They're not even going to be able to get in there no matter how hard they try. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Okay, it's a month-to-month service, so you're not committing to any kind of contract. We're just going 30 days at a time. The first month's payment is going to be non-refundable due to the discounts that I applied on that platinum package and me waiving the setup fee. So we're just putting that in there to cover our end. If you cancel after the first month, we're basically going to lose money. So we're actually banking on this turning into something long-term and that you're actually going to like it. But so first month, non-refundable. It says we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. But again, you're not binded to a contract. So, I mean, you could discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. The first payment will go through today. It is June 13th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. It'll be set up to automatically renew each month at $299 on the 13th day. It says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. Did you say you wanted to capitalize on Facebook advertising if it's something that we can add for no additional cost?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to actually include the custom website in your service agreement, like I mentioned earlier. So obviously right now we're not going to build that, but if you ever have a problem with like your website host while you're using us, let's say like 6 months down the line you part ways with them or you want to go a different route, if you own the domain, all you got to do is give us access to the domain. We could build you a whole new custom website design. So I'm going to leave that in there as an option for you. I think you'd like it a little bit better than what you have now. But I mean, if you already paid for this, then let's try to maximize some kind of return out of it, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this payment clears, you're going to get a text message and an email. The text message is going to have an outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. And at the bottom, you do have to sign off on it and authorize that it was you. Okay?
All right.
And then they're also going to send you another message asking for photos for your advanced verification. So the advanced verification is going to ask for some pictures like of like license, insurance, things like that. Paperwork that's required for the states that you're working in. Okay. If it's not required, then don't obviously worry about it. It doesn't apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But let's get that text coming through. I'm going to send this verification email to you too manually. We could just make sure that your email is working too, that you're receiving those messages. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me know when the text comes through. It should say, Alder, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I got a few here. I think I got three. It says, Local Splash, click on the link to see your pricing.
Yeah, that was the first one I sent you. And then I sent you my number. Oh. And you should have like a welcome message with our hours of operation and our customer service line. It's the same as my number. Mm-hmm. You got to hit extension 544. But the one we're looking for, it'll start with your name. Like it'll say, Alder, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. There's a link right in there. It'll say like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the whole agreement in writing. So obviously you can take your time with that. You don't have to do that now if you want to take your time with it, but make sure you have it signed off on before the client interview. And then once you sign it, it's going to take you to a tracking system page. It'll ask you for like username and password. Don't worry about that until the end of your client interview tomorrow. They'll send you a separate email with like a YouTube video that shows you how to use it and a link to the downloadable app version if you want to download it to your phone. But that's going to be a big tool for us moving forward, because you can monitor everything from there. Like if you're missing calls and you want to differentiate like what's actually coming from your online listings versus like what's a personal call, all the stuff that has to do with your online listings and us is going to be in that app. right? So you'll have those leads. Like if you're missing them, you can go in there, get their information. You could request reviews from the customer to help build up your reviews on Google, you know, asking about their experience with you, things like that. So it's a good tool to have. You could also monitor your billing, things like that. So they'll go over that with you. Right now, what I just want you to focus on, just to make sure everything's going as smoothly as possible and we get everything up and running as quickly as possible, is obviously sign the subscription terms. Be available for your client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m. Google sending a PIN verification letter. We may be able to bypass it. If we can bypass it with like the photos and doing a phone verification, we will. But we send it out anyway. Like we're just sending it out today, literally. But when that comes in the mail, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. If you could send that in, that'd be great, you know. And then obviously, any photos or logo that you'd like added to your Google business profile, you could send those in to us as well.
Okay.
All right. I know it sounds like a lot of information, but I'll just let you know this. We don't get paid unless you get paid. So we're going to be following up with you. It's not like pay-per-lead service like Home Advisor where we just send stuff to your phone and you got to call them back. You know, in the beginning, we're really picking your brain, getting everything set up, making sure we're attacking the proper customer, and then we work with you to make sure that you're actually, you know, seeing positive return on investment from the campaign. So once we see you got a hang of it, you know what I mean, and you're able to convert these things into sales and you're doing well, we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing. But, you know, this first month, there's going to be a lot of communication between us, okay?
Sure. Okay.
All right. Well, that ends the initial setup process. So I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard with our local Splash team. I'm looking forward to working with you. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to contact myself or our 24/7 customer service department. We'll be here to assist you. But other than that, you know, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for your client interview.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Alder.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.